testimony which contradicts each other. And the truth is, we're going to let's start from the bottom, Chof Dalam Beis. So instead of me explaining the case outside, might as well see it inside. Tam Tvina, the last line of Chof Dalam Beis. Tam Tvina, we learned over there, Mishu Shteki Deidim Meidim Osa Meidim. So we had two, there are two groups of witnesses testifying about this individual. Elam Meidim Shinazar Stein, these testified that he took upon himself two Naziris. Two periods. Elam Meidim Shinazar Chamesh, and the other group testifies that he took five. Bishami Nechlokaidus, and they aren't contradict each other. They both contradict each other, so they both cancel each other out. Ain't kind of zeros, there's no zeros, period, because they cancel each other out. Well, five includes two. You know, there's time, so therefore they disagreed, they clashed about the extra three. But on the first two, they agreed, so therefore he's a nazir for two periods of zeros. Rav Amar, now what's the machlokas of Shimish HaMeis? So Rav Amar b'chlau nechluku. They argued when the guy said, one declared when the said, he said five. He also when the said, he said two, right? Avo b'prat, but if the one says he said one, two, three, four, five, the other says he said one, two, kol ha'mamoydu, everybody agrees, taking the line, we're going to switch the lines here because in the other places in Chas where it appears to switch. Bichlal chamesh time, that's from two lines hence. Then included in five is two. Rabbi Yochanan, no, al contraire. The mina nechluku. The machlokas is when they counted. In other words, one said one, two, three, four, five, and the other said one, two. Avo bekoilel, but if one said five and the other said two without counting, kol ha'mamoid, everybody agrees, should be nechluku aedus, that the testimony is split. Now I explained already what this is, but now the Gemara is going to explain it. What's considered to be koilo inclusive, what's considered to be counting? Koilo is ahena ma'atarate, one good one said when this says two. Vayner chamisha says five. Moina is ahena ma'at one says that he said chadatarate, who said one, two. Vayner ma'at the other guy says he said one, two, then three, four, five, right? Los Arbe, just as mentioned, three and four here, but you got the idea. Rav Amar, Rav says, another variation on that theme. Rav Amar, Hechush Edus Betoch Edus. Now, this is the case, let's say, we have two witnesses. We also say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, right? Except, Reuven says, after, the Gemara is going to give this example later on, I'll just say now. After Reuven loaned $100 to Shimon, Shimon went down Devon Avenue. And the other aide says, after Reuven loaned Shimon $100, Shimon went down Tui Avenue. So there's a chosha of testimony within testimony. But the second, what they're arguing about is peripheral, right? Obviously, who cares when he went afterwards? So that's the, nevertheless, Rav says, if you have this, the secondary issue within the testimony in which they contradict each other, the testimony is not canceled. It is. If there is even the secondary contradiction, the edus is canceled. Now, everybody agrees. Let's clarify that, says Mark. In the case I gave, where one guy went down, one guy says he went down two, and the other guy says he went down Devon, everybody agrees that it's not a problem. Because it's after the testimony of the loan. It's something subsequent, right? The question is whether it's something earlier than that, before. Now here it says, Rabbi Yochanan brings a raya from here, but really it's not a raya. Rather, it's the case of Rabbi Yochanan. So it says, the other place in Shas, it says, Rabbi Yochanan kedaite. Rabbi Yochanan holds like a lot of reasoning. Elsewhere, the marai babarachiyot should be b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, huchzok hamoinen. Now, it means they both saw. Let me just change this here. They both agree that they saw Reuven counting out the bills to Shimon. They saw the loan taking place, right? Zelmer mina kismona. This guy says, but he counted out of a wallet. The Zom and the other guy says, Minatzor money, he counted it from a bundle. Hichishedus b'sochedus. That's of course a detail, right? Yeah, and this detail though, Rav Maida Shabbatla. Rav concedes that this cancels the testimony. Why? Because this is right. This is a critical and essential component. It's inherent in the loan itself, right? Is that obvious? Because where the money came from is a critical component of the money being doled out, right?
Now, what if there's a contradiction in, let's say, how they got to the Divan in California? One says that they came by way of Divan, and the other one says that they came by way of Tui, preceding the loan. Like they arrived, there was a conflict in the way they arrived.
We don't know. We don't know right now.
That would have been the logical...
Right. We don't know. We don't know. The one actually over here, I don't think does address it. It could be mistaken. I don't think the more addresses prior. Okay? I don't think the more addresses. But my side would say it's probably good. Because even Rabbi Yochanan would say, I think in that case, that they weren't yet aiding. They weren't paying attention.
Right, because the event didn't
occur. So I would say probably Rabbi Yochanan would say it's good, but I don't recall these. But this
wrong.
No. We've had this twice in Yerushalmi. But it's not the Bible. Okay. Actually, that's not true. We had similar... I don't know if it's in the Bible, but it's definitely we had it twice in the Ushami. Okay. So says the Gemara, Mapri, what is the Machlokas then? If even Rav concedes this case, and Rabbi Yochanan conceded the other case, Rabbi Yochanan conceded it after the testimony is no longer essential, and Rav concedes that what's taking place at the time alone it is essential, where do they argue? So it says, I'll tell you where they argue. When there were two groups of witnesses. Achasomeris, one says, Mina Kismona. One group says, he counted out of a wild. Achasomeris, Mitzor Mona. Yes, he counted out of a bundle. Now here, each set of witnesses is not inherently contradicted. It's an extrinsic contradiction between the two groups, but each group corroborates its own story, right? So in this case, hichish edus besoch edus, it's a question of a testimony within testimony, in other words, a testimony of the wallet within the grand larger testimony of the loan. Rabbi Yochanan, although his name is not mentioned, it means it's really saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, both the edus is canceled. They contradict each other. According to Rav, however, lo batla edus, the testimony is not canceled. Why? Because since each group of witnesses is internally consistent, it makes no difference. Okay? So therefore...
Yeah. Well, theoretically, could you just discard one pair of edim?
Right. And even if you don't discard them, Lamaisa, they're both testifying. Since we have each group is corroborated internally, we have all... Basically, we say, well, both groups testifying, they owe them $100. They corroborate each other internally, that's sufficient testimony. Okay? Says more divrako. I'm sorry, it's good. Now, even when the two groups in such case, if it's la'achar edus, one says the borrower counted into his breast pocket or into his clothing. Says it put into his belt. Mona, divrei hakol hichish edus. Even this is called hichish edus. It should be la'achar edus. Afterwards, it's like one gun to two. He went to van. Lo batla edus, that doesn't cancel testimony. Now, echad omer, let's bring it to murder cases. Echad omer b'sayfer agov, echad omer b'makil agov. One says he killed him with the sword, and the other says he killed him with a stick. Right? These are two witnesses. They argue about the murder weapon. Obviously, that's considered hichish edus b'soch edus. And even in this case, that's the testimony within the testimony. Even Rav concedes that cancels the testimony. Where's the machlokas? Where would there be a machlokas? When the two groups of witnesses, one says it was via sword, one says it was via stick. This is a contradiction of detail within the larger testimony, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, although his name is not metrical, Rabbi Yochanan, but later canceled the testimony. According to Rav, it doesn't cancel the testimony, because again, the bottom line is we have testimony that Reuven killed Shimon, each one is certainly consistent, that suffices. Achos Amesa, one guy says, and this is the case I mentioned to you before, Litzafonot, one says he went down the Vine after the crime. Achos Amesa Doronpon, and the other says he went down to California after the crime. One says he went north, one says he went south. Divra Akol, everybody says, Hichesheis La'acheredus, this is subsequent to the testimony, no, it's just subsequent to the deed in question. Lo Batleidus, this is not, this doesn't cancel the testimony. Okay? Chelet the Rab Me'adah. Rab brings a proof from here. The Tziyatan we learned over there in Machlokas Tanoi. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, this is by, I should mention what case this is. This is by two co-wives come back from Chutz Laretz. Each one says, my husband's dead. They both share the same husband, right? One says he died by snake bite. The other side, he died by a bullet, it was a shot. It doesn't matter, whatever it was. So they contradict each other, right? So bottom line is they both agree he's dead, right? So therefore, they can get married, right? So therefore, we see here that even though there's akasha, now here, what one is like two, right? Because a woman is believed about her husband to say he died, right? So here, one is like two. So and we say that even though they contradict each other in some detail of the death, Lemaisa, we accept the testimony of the guy is dead.
Individually, they would have believed each one.
Right. So Rav says it's right to me over here that when you have two sets of witnesses, even though there's a detail in which they contradict each other, we accept their testimony and we say that the
loan to believe each set of
it. Yeah, it makes sense, right? The problem is Veloshmiya the Mahi, Rav did not hear that which Rabbi Lezer said, Moira Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon Be'edim. That's only because there are two co-wives that contradict each other that we accept the net, the sum total of their testimony. But now with the two sets of witnesses, why not? Two sets of witnesses and two co-wives. Because we know one of the Chamesh Noshim, I think there are five, were not believed to say Meiz Ba'ala is a Tzara, right? A co-wife is not believed to say the husband died, right? So each tzara vis-a-vis the other wife is null and void. So therefore, even if they clash, since they're co-wives, each one is null and void vis-a-vis the other one. We take them each independently. But by testimony, because it's when testimony clashes, so then we don't say each one is null and void. Each one is a testimony, and therefore in that clash, we would not necessarily say that we accept each one independently or each one based on its own premise, and therefore we might actually cancel each other out. Okay? Rabbi Lozer said, it's not such a tie now in Rav that he didn't hear that which Rabbi Lozer said. If Rabbi Lozer said it, Minisham of Amra, he said he heard it from me. So in other words, of course, Rabbi Lozer, my Talmud, holds like me that I say that when the witnesses contradict each other, we take them off. And it could be that Rav would argue on that because Rav would not necessarily agree with Rabbi Lezer, who was a statement in my name. Okay? Says my Melchor Mastisa Pligar Rav. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to argue on Rav. It says, Echa Chakiros Vecha Bdikos. It says whether it's one of the primary questions, when and where it occurred, but or one of the secondary questions, what the circumstances were. Bismach Machichin says that when witnesses contradict each other, but Edusam Batela, their testimony is null and void. And the assumption of Gemara, for some odd reasons, that's all about even two witnesses against two witnesses. Says Gemara, no, not necessarily. Ma'avala Rav, what would Rav do with our Mishnah? Amrei Manar Manas said, Patala Rav, Eid Be'eid. Even Rav concedes where the two witnesses themselves contradict each other, that in fact you cannot follow their testimony when they contradict each other on the detail. What Rav is saying is that when the contradiction of detail occurs, it does not disturb. It's only when you have a set of witnesses against a set of witnesses, and there's not a corroboration of details between the two sets. But our mission is talking about where internally within one set there's no corroboration on some detail, and in that case you indeed cannot accept their testimony. I'm Rabbi Avi, said Afilu, you put their kas because You know what? He can even tell you about here where it's one group against another group. Hi, Rav says, by alone, even though there are discrepancies in details between the two sets, we accept them simultaneously and individually. Says more shining the dinifashas by dinifashas different yosef tzedek tzedek tirdof. Says pursue tzedek, and tzedek means here to get him off the hook. The Bavli, you know, you have to make something of this, but I don't know what to make of this. The Bavli, of course, will learn the sitting out from which pasuk? Which pasuk did the Bavli learn that out from? To save the murderer. Bitziloedo, that's right. To learn out from Bitziloedo, that the Eid is supposed to try and save him. So here, the Bavli Yerushalmi learned different psukim as a source for the inclination of Basin to try and avoid putting people to death. Okay? Once the guy says it took place on Beis Nisan, the other guy said it took place on Gimel Adar Nisan. A Dusan Kayemis, the testimony is valid. One knew that the month was 30 days, the other didn't know the month was 30 days, right? But if they're apart by 2 days, A Dusan Tayyadis is null and void. Shows how much we know. You know what today's Hebrew date is? Do you have any idea what today's Hebrew date was? Very good. I'm impressed. Lubavitcher's 100th birthday was today. Okay, did you celebrate? Somebody wrote me an email. I had no clue. You didn't celebrate? Today was the Rebbe's 100th birthday. The 11th.
Birthday anniversary.
What?
Birthday anniversary.
Is that what they call birthday anniversary?
Well, I'm a deceased person.
Oh, that's where they go for them. Anyway, they didn't sing happy birthday to Ruve this morning, so I didn't know. Okay. Says some of my closest relatives who Lubavitcher's look. Okay. Says the word. That's how I found out. I got an email from my relatives. Okay. Because they can't be apart by 2 days. There's no 2 day leap in the Jewish calendar, only 1 day. One leap, so we accept the discrepancy of 1 day, but not 2 days. If once it happened within the second hour, once it within the third hour, Edusa Kayamis. Testimony is valid. Once it within the third hour, once it in the fifth hour, Edusa Taylor, it's null and void. People do make mistakes by a couple of hours. The Devil Testament is still valid. However, Echor Merba Chamesh Vechor Merba Shev, one says it happened in the fifth hour, which is 11 a.m. The other had it happen in the seventh hour, which is 1 p.m. Eduzim Petela. Eduzim not avoid Raish B'chamesh Chamav B'mizrach U'b'shev Chamav B'maharav. Of course, we never look over, at least I don't. We never look overhead to see where the sun is in the sky. But theoretically, you could tell that the sun is in the east or the west. Right. Ad Hecha. To wonder, we assume that he was not aware of the date. Ad Rav Chodesh, until most of the month has passed. But at then we assume that he must have found out when Rosh Chodesh was. Vam Rabbi Yehud said, Kigon Hayranin HaLolu. He's talking about the Hicks. Yeranim says, the Kikaladin, our people live in villages. They don't know anything about the Luach. And here it says, Chachomrim Eino Klum. That would sound like Chachomim don't disagree with them, but the question is, what Chachomim disagree about? So the two Pshatim here. The Pshatim is so Kedarka because it changes the Girsa. He says, instead of Chachomim Eino Klum, it should be the Leis Inun Chakim in Klum, which means they don't know anything. Those villagers are Amaratim, so they have no clue when Rosh Chodesh was. But the Pshat, the Mashbiach has a cute Pshat. Chachomim, he says, it said once in the Pantan, they were Chachomim, Aleph Kof. So somebody as a Rashi Tevos, as an abbreviation. So somebody expanded that to Einon Klum, but it really should be Afilu Krochim. Meaning, even in metropolises, people don't always know what day of the month it is. Okay? So it says, Mor Rabbi Yasser, Yasser said, Kagon Ano. Rabbi Yasser must have lived in boondocks. Says Gonana, like me, the Minyoyme, from my entire life, Lotzis Musaf, I never done Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Imagine that? Never done Musaf. The Lo Yata Emas Yarcha, I never knew when Rosh Chodesh was. This would be great for us, for Armenian in the morning. What we have to do in order to avoid Muslim is say we don't hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. We don't know in Rosh Chodesh.
We would be saying Tachman instead.
Okay. So we Safik wouldn't say either. Yeah. Not at their boondocks. Nobody got there from Tveria to tell them they made a Rosh Chodesh.
Tell from the moon. I mean, they could tell the sign.
They can't be Makar Shkosh. It all depends on what the basin did.
Let's say not about Rosh Chodesh, but they could know what day of the month it is, more or less.
So what? But Rosh Chodesh, at that time, there was no set luach yet. So they have no way of knowing. Basically, it's Rosh Chodesh. It's here in Yerushalayim says, from here comes the minute to announce the Molad every Shabbos. Shabbos, you know, the Varchim, so people should know that Rosh Chodesh is coming up. Although I don't know why the Varchim Chodesh is not enough.
But they couldn't predict the
Molad
in advance.
Oh, they knew the Molad in advance. The Molad, they always knew. It's a set cycle. The question is just how long after the Molad, basically, it's at Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Says the Rebbe, now. In Yonah, the Yom HaMamish, it's amazing. Rameh Omer, it's not for naught that we're so many people behind. Rameh Omer, Misheshos L'malam Medivrayim. Chometz from Chatzos, Erev Pesach, and beyond is Issa the Rabbanan, not Issa the Raisa. Rameh Omer, Misheshos L'malam, from Chatzos, from midday and on, is Issa the Dvar Torah, and Issa the Raisa. My time, man, what's my time? It says, oh, you said the Rabbanon, because it says, Ach b'yom rishon. It says, even on the first day, you shouldn't have any chametz in your house, right? The first day is Zev Chamisho, so that's the 15th day of Nisan. Yom Mishatel should start at night? No, Tam Lomar Ach Chilek. It says, Ach, which divides. Now, it obviously doesn't divide the first day of Yonatan, the first day of Yonatan is entirely prohibited in chametz. Rather, it divides up the day before. How's it by a day before? Should be like a Tosefes Yomtiv. It's a little bit of an addition on Yomtiv, which Chometz is also as well. Not just on Pesach itself, but a little before it's still Daraisa. But to go way back to Chatzos, according to the mayor, to go back to midday, that's only the Rabbanah, right? My time really, how does that mean? It says, Ach b'yom rishon zar ba'asar. When it says on the first day, that's the 14th day of Nisan. The first day of Pesach, according to the system that starts the Pesach from the Korban Pesach, Yochel Ach Yochel Yom. Do I say it's the entire day? Tam Lomar Ach. That's why it says Ach Chilek. It divides it. Chetzil Chometz, Chetzil Matzah. Midor Raisa. Half the day of Erev Pesach is a Chometz day, and half the day of Erev Pesach is a Matzah day. Okay. Mechal B'shitas Yid Rai Meir. Rai Meir sees the contradiction himself. Tamon, meaning the case we just saw, Pesach. Ach includes what is included an extra hour or whatever time on Erev Pesach as time is Yisur Chometz. Here is a case we didn't see. It's a case in Masechta Beitza. It says Rabbi Yochanan Ramer says by Ochol Nefesh, by food preparation of foodstuffs on Yontif, it says Ach Asher Yosel Ochol Nefesh Hu Levado Yosel Lachem. Something like that. So it says that there the Ach teaches us, Korner Meir, that only some parts of food preparation are permitted on Yontif, only the actual preparation of Yontif food, not Machshiri Ochol Nefesh, not preparing implements and preliminary steps in the food preparation process. So there, Ach excludes. It's here, Ach includes sometime in Erev Pesach, and there Ach excludes certain activities which are not permissible on Yom Tov. So what does Ach do? Is it Merab or Memai? So it says, well, I'm Rav Shor Bar Avdume. Rav Shor Bar Avdume says, no, Miato, even by us it's a mute, even in case of Pesach. How is it a mute? She'eino, it's telling us that it's not, it should be Bichomet, so it's that the entire day is not Osir. But if it were not for the Ach, Rav Meir would have said, Taka Yom Rishon is Osir from Nates, from Alosa Shachar, that it's Osir from the morning to the Chometz. So that's why he has Ach. What does Ach do? Ach tells us that only the last hour before Pesach is Osir Achilas Chometz. Okay, so it's also there an exclusion. Again, Miato She'eno Chometz, it's not the entire day, is not Osir in the Achilas Chometz. Okay, right, Meir says, Lo sochal olav chametz. What it says, don't eat on the Korban Pesach chametz. So what does it mean achila? So when you eat the korban pesach, don't eat chametz. Right here, my lo zochal love chametz. Don't eat upon the chametz. Asiyos. So when you make the korban pesach, you shouldn't have chametz. And the Ritbaz here brings down the sugya as a source for the Rambam that you transgress by roah by matzim erev pesach. Rambam holds that you transgress by roah not have, if you have chametz in your possession. Or in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, transgressed by Yerua by Matzah. This is the source of Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi. It says the same thing in Pesachim in the Yerushalmi, that it says at the time of Asiyas HaKolban, and when you make the carbon request, Bein Arabayim Erev Pesach, you already have an Isser of Lo Sohal, Lo Chameit, and then we see this also the Isser by Yerua by Matzah, because they're linked together. Rabbi Yehuda and Isle, Rabbi Yehuda holds of Isle Asay Velo Sasay. He's got an assay on not eating Pesach chametz, and a los assay on eating Pesach and erev Pesach. Assay, a los assay, he's got a mitzvah assay, positive command, a los assay, negative command, on biur, on eradicating the chametz on erev Pesach as well. Assay, a chilos, so then as an assay, not the chametz, because it says, Shiva, the army, the chal, love matzos. 7 days, she sheed upon it, meaning upon the corn Pesach matzos. Lo chametz. From this he derived matzos, yes, chametz, no. Kolo sasei, any negative command, shaboni kolach say, which is derived from a positive command, I say it's a positive command, so it's a positive command, don't eat chametz. Again, even though it sounds like a negative command, since it's derived from the positive command, eat matzos, so therefore it has the status of a positive command, okay? Lo sasei achilos is a little negative command also. Lo's chal of chametz, not eat upon a chametz, right? Asay al biro's positive command to eradicate the chametz. Shivas yomim tashpish the sorem yibateichem, and he learns that that starts on erev Pesach. Eradicate for those 7 days the sourdough from your house. Lo's asay biro is a command, a negative command also. Shivas yomim sorloim atzei yibateichem. For 7 days so sourdough may not be from your house. Again, he learns this all starts from the time of korban Pesach. Now, Horei Meir, Omer Meir says, "Bishay Shol Sulamal Divrei." Right? He said, "And Erev Pesach after Gatzol Sulamid Rabbanan." Now, there's a lot missing here, and the Pnei Moshe moves it down. Basically, the sugi, whoever copied over the sugi, dropped the pages here, dropped his index cards, so he left out a whole paragraph from the sugi and Pesachim. If you look at the Pnei Moshe. In the right-hand column, in the second of the wide lines, okay, it says the right column, second wide lines. How am I seeing the pesachim? This is I learned the same pesachim. A remember mishay shosul ma'am divrei from sikvah from chatzos and up is the rabbanan shviyas asura mishum gather. Says more from 1 o'clock on, it's also because of a gather. Right, so this is the rabbanan. I should say actually the seventh hour. Sorry, from noon, the seventh hour begins at noon. From noon is this the rabbanan. Shishas lama mishum gather, but Rabbi Meir holds you already after the system chametz from 11. Remember, we always stop till bad. Still bad. We stop eating at the fourth hour. Then it's all still mutzer bano until the end of the fifth hour. At the fifth hour, it becomes usher bano. You don't have to have anything to do with it, right? Now, at the corner of Meir, however, it's 1 hour later. You have to stop eating at the fifth hour. Right, it's also by noah at 11 o'clock. It's also by noah till 12 o'clock. It's mutz by noah till 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, it comes also in noah as well. So it says Mariel stand mishesh osma from at noon and afterwards is midrabbanan shviyas asura mishum geder from the seventh hour, meaning from noon. It's also because of the rabbanan shishis lama. Why is the sixth hour also from 11 to 12? Mishum geder is it another the rabbanan v'yesh geder legeder? Is there you need a fence on top of a fence? So gzera legzera, right? The entire afternoon is a rabbanan. To make it also now before the afternoon begins, it's a rabbanan and a rabbanan. So Ella Shah Shishis Mislevis Shvisi. The reason is because the sixth and seventh hour get mixed up. Because they didn't have watches in the old days, so they had to watch the sun. It wasn't a perfect system, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Michamesh Lamal Medivrem. It says, the Rabbanan answered it from 10 o'clock, from the beginning of the fifth hour, Midrabbanan, which is our way we paskin. Shishis, so says the Gemara, Shishis Asura Mishum Gather. the 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock itself is a Derabbanan, right? Because when does the Issa D'Oraisa start? Kohen Rabbi Yehuda, when does the Issa D'Oraisa start? Chatzos, midday, right? This is the Issa starts at midday. They answer 11 to 12 by Noah, right? I mean, sorry, they answer 11 to 12, yeah, by Noah. And they answer 10 to 11 by Chila, right? So why do they have to answer 10 to 11? It's a Gzera L'Gzera, right? Same question, right? So Gzera L'Gzera. From 11 to 12 is an Issa D'Rabbanan, that Issa D'Rabbanan. From 10 to 11, the Asr Nachila is a Gzera L'Gzera, which is the way we conduct ourselves nowadays. I know what time Zman Nachila's Chametz is. This is, in Yerushalayim, Zman Nachila's Chametz should be able to, close to the equinox still, so it should be almost perfect. Yerushalayim, Zman Nachila's Chametz is up to... Yeah, they didn't move yet, right? Zman Achilas Chametz is Shabbos HaGadol is 9:03.
Oh, so I understand. Why is it so? I guess because sunrise is much earlier there. I don't know why sunrise is so early.
Well, yeah, rise about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? So Zman Kriyashma there must be extremely early. Because this is Zman Tefillah, right? Zman Achilas Chametz the same time as Zman Tefillah, isn't it? Isn't it the same time as Zman Tefillah? Am I off by an hour? Anyway, it's a big gap because Sof Zman Achilas Chametz is 9:03 and Sof Zman Bir Chametz is 10:22. So Chatzos, so that's an hour and 19 minutes. So Chatzos is 11:22:19. How much is this? 11:41. Okay. In any event, so that's the way it works out.
That's close to 12.
Yeah, that's Chatzos. Okay. So, in any event, this is later this year. Anyway, I'm not sure exactly how the times work, but it's basically what it says. Be that as it may. Lamaisa says Marvel. By the way, if you live in Antwerp, I didn't know, it's amazing how late Lichtbenchen on this Shabbos is 8:03 in the evening. I wonder if they go on. They have the same time, it's 9:03. It's amazing how late it gets in Antwerp. Extremely far north. Okay, so now be that as it may. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's difficult, right? I'm still in Grand Bosher. From the 11 to 12 o'clock hour is also Mirabana. Chamishis Lama Mishum Gather. From the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock hour is also the Rabbana. The Yesh Gather Legather? How does that happen? So the idea is that, yeah, you could even make a mistake in 2 hours. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, says you can make a mistake in 2 hours. It's possible. Adam can make a mistake in up to 2 hours. So the Soto and Arpeis can make a mistake with you between up to 2 hours. Make a mistake between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Mechafa, getting back to the Gemara itself. Mechafa, she does Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. Tamanu, Omar, Ein Chamishis, Mischav, Zivishvius. Over here, he says, in our mission, actually, it's a mistake. I jumped the gun. Actually, mission, right, the Gemara asks a question in our mission. I'm sorry. Gemara asks a question. Here it says, in our mission, if one says it happened in the fifth hour, and the other says it happened in the seventh hour, we don't believe them. Because they don't get so mixed up. The discrepancy cannot be that great. Great. The Kamar, but by Chometz, he says, Chamish is Mischevis Shvius. You know, you have to make a 2 hour separation because people get mixed up. Why the difference? So Rabbi Yisrael says, I'll tell you, Tamana Devar Masulin Nashim. By Chometz, it's up to women, right? And women, they can make a mistake at up to 2 hours. They're not silos because they're lazy. Okay? I don't know what laziness has to do with making a mistake. Maybe they don't like looking at the sun. Halacha here, Hadavar Masulin Basedin. Not diligent, okay. The Miri has a famous Girsa Atzilos with an Aleph. Means they're too dignified to actually concern themselves with time. Okay. Achadavar Masya, you believe that one, right? Achadavar Masya Lebeistin. Here, however, it's given over to Beistin Vahim's reason, meaning the way given over to Beistin means really given over to Edim, meaning Edim are meticulous in observing what's going on around them in order to testify precisely. Rabbi Yisrael Bun said a different answer, the answer I gave before they jumped the gun. Talmud over there, Tchilas Chamishi Sof Shviz. Over there, meaning our Mishnah. It's beginning of the fifth hour, at beginning of the fifth hour, and the end of the seventh hour, meaning it's between 11 o'clock, or between 10 o'clock, actually, and 1 o'clock. So that's why people don't make a mistake, because the sun has already traversed a great difference, right? Hacha here, Sof Chamishis Tchilas Shviz. But by Pesach, it's really the difference between 11 and 12 o'clock, which is not such a great difference, okay? V'tani kein, Drew, I think the Gersa might be a little bit messed up, but you get the idea. In other words, one is between the morning and the afternoon, and the other is the difference between a later morning and earlier morning, okay? The Tanya came to learn B'tchilas Chamesh, the obvious for a Mishnah, that's the case. Because there's B'tchilas Chamesh 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 Chamesh. Actually, that's not, that's from the Brisa, our Mishnah is not that verbose. But the idea is that at the beginning of 5 hours, the sun is in the east, at the end of 7 hours, the sun is in the west. Lo Amin Chamel Noitel Amarov, the sun does not incline to the west, Elbasof Marav Sheva, only at the end of the seventh hour, meaning 1 o'clock. So therefore, in Erev Pesach, when this begins in Chatzos, which is the beginning of the seventh hour, we're more afraid of a mix-up of up to 2 hours, right? Because people can't distinguish between earlier in the morning and later in the morning. But our Mishnah told you about the difference between morning and afternoon, then in fact, people can't tell the difference. And if they can't tell the difference, they're suspect, and we cancel the rapes. Okay? Hey, Machdis of the Shade, we cross-examine number one. Now we're being witnessed with number two. Bokeh, so we check them out. Neem to divrei mechoyim, they come out to be consistent. Paisel mitzchus. We start trying to be melamed schus. If one of the students says, I can teach and say a schus about him. And one of the students says, yeshu lamed alav choyva. I can say something negative about this guy, I understand. Meshavkino, so we silenced him. Okay, this is our Mishnah, which holds that you don't listen to the Edim when they want to be Malamed Tzchus, and we don't listen to Talmidim who want to be Malamed Choyver. However, Adam and Talmidim, if one of the students remember for the base of trade 3, the three rows of trade 3, if any one of the students says, Yesh Malamed of Tzchus, I can say Tzchus about him, Malin Oso, we elevate him, Malin Moshimin Oso, we elevate him and send him with us in the Sanhedrin. If a lawyer Mishon call Yom, we got to stay the entire day. Im Yesha Mamish Rav Shomin Lo, if he has something significant to say, we listen to him. Afilu Amar Yeshu Lamed Al Atzmi Zchus, even the murderer of it, or the criminal himself said, I can teach upon myself Zchus. Shomin Lo, we listen to what he has to say. We'll vatch him Mamish Rav as long as there's something of substance in his words. Tani Milanti Matzlo Zchus Patru. If they found him Zchus, they let him go. They released him. If they couldn't find his schus, Mavir and Dino, we transfer his judgment, meaning we start deliberating his judgment. We stop Zugos and we put the Talmid Chachamim in the sedge in Chevrusas to start discussing the matter. Mati Machon, they stop eating. They don't eat so much. Vleishos Miayin, and they don't drink some wine. No steam, no cold. Lila, they didn't have coffee in the old days, but they started discussing the matter all night. Lamarcha, now obviously it's not all night because Lamarcha Mashkim says the next morning they get up early, so obviously they go late into the night. Next day they go up, they get up, and the shamoshim, the assistants in the basin would come, they would look for them. Voyman says, each guy says, we'll get up and say, Ish ploini mechayev hoisi. He would say, I am so and so. No, I'm sorry, they would say, the Chazonim would say, They would say Vayim Ishploni. They were the same, so they were pole. That's basically what we mean to say. They'd say, Reb Moshe, what do you say? So he says, Reb Moshe says, Mechayev Aisi, Mechayev Ani. I was found liable, guilty yesterday, I find guilty today. Or Mezakani Aisi, I found the meritorious yesterday, Mezakani today, I find him meritorious. Mechayev Aisi, Mezakani, if he changed his mind overnight and now he finds him, instead of guilty, innocent, Tremlo, listen to him. Mezakani Aisi, if he says, yesterday I found him innocent, Mechayev Ani, and now I find him guilty, Lamad, Lamad Tachila. What?
Go to his
yeah, go back to his previous stance. Okay. Tani, we learned. Ta'achim in Adayonim. One of them forgot what he said. Ima Mizaki, if yesterday he had Tataka said innocent, Serpent Adayonim Maskino, so they remind him. The court stenographers. Ima Chayef, if the foul was said, Chayef Armalis, he said, Lamat Chilu, well, you figure out what you said yesterday. In other words, we don't remind him what he said. Okay? Amar Rabbi, I think that's what it means also over here. They're explaining what it said, Lamadali. Mazaka Izi Mechayev Ani Lamadchila. He now has to explain from scratch what he holds today. Okay? Now, Amar Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, we've named our question Dibra Mazaka. Now, there's a little bit of a difficult passage here, what exactly it means. I don't like the Ora Yosher. I don't like anybody else's shot. The Ora Yosher says, why do we write down the people who said merit? So it says there are two reasons. One, Mivnei Machayev, because other people said Chayev, right? So really, we don't need to write down that one of them said Zakar, because we don't let him change his mind anyway. But we're talking about, we write down everybody's opinion because of the Machayevim, the people who said Chayev, because the halacha is we need to know why they hold Chayev. If you hold Zakai, Gesuntai, we don't need to know why you hold Zakai. If you hold Chai, we need to know why you hold Chai so we can slug you up. So therefore, really, we didn't have to write down why people said Zakai. Because it wouldn't let them change their mind, and when they said it, it's Zakai. But we have to write down why people hold Chai, so we write down also people said Zakai. Also, says there were another reason. Shem Tatarif died to besides, maybe he'll become confused. And he'll start saying, well, I said Chai yesterday. So we'll have to remind him. He didn't say Chayev, so he said Zakai. Says my being Chalat Mila, continuing in this vein, if he changed his mind, they say to him, Hado Amarta, Hado Lo Amarta. This is what he said, this is not what he said. In other words, we correct him. Now, says my Tzricha Shnei Edim, why do we need two witnesses? Now, I don't like what any of the Farshim say, including the Ori Yosher on this line, so I came up with my own idea. We learned in Perek Dav Mishnah Ches that there are three stenographers. One writes down all the words of those who said guilty, the other writes down all the words of those who said innocent, and the other writes down, the third one writes down both. So in essence, we have two witnesses on everything which was said in court, right? The one on one and the one who does both, right? So why do we need two witnesses? Tzri Choshne Edim says, well, I'll tell you why. Because if you didn't have two witnesses, so there'd be confusion and the case would be delayed, because the judge might not remember what he said, right? And he'll deny that he said yesterday what is attributed to him, and we won't have any way of proving to him that what he said yesterday. But this way, if we have two witnesses on each and every statement made in the court, so then they remind them authoritatively what he had said previously. Okay? Says Umar further, Rabbi Yisrael Bun Amar, meet me on Mazaka. Yisrael Bun says, we have to write down for another reason, for the Mazak himself, because the law is, if two people say the same reason, we don't count them. Okay? They have to each say a different reason to say it's close. And that's something I think we'll come to later on. So therefore, in order to make sure there's differentiation between the tainas, we have to write down each and every person's taina. Okay? Even, you know, Lamachri, you leave it for the next day. Now, it sounds like Actually, this is a quote. I don't know why the Gemara quoted this, but the Gemara quoted this Mishnah from the Braisa. So this, again, is all going back on the first day. They found Schus on the first day, let him go. For tomorrow, zugos. So it's basically what we just saw in the Gemara. They join in couples. They don't eat so much. They don't drink wine all day. They discuss it called Lilo all the entire night.
The next day, Mashkim, and they get a brilliant point, and they come to Basin. The person said, I'm the Mazakim, and I'm continuing to be Mazakim. I'm a chayv. The person said guilty. Oimer says I'm a chayv. I said guilty. Mechayv. I continue to say chayv. Hamlami chayv lamitzchus. Those who once said guilt now can preach innocence. Avolamitzchus. Those who preach innocence and the yachlavs are lami chayv. They may not go now and consider guilt. And he told the others they forgot what they said. Surfer they yodim maskim osam. Of course, we had two witnesses. As I said before on each statement they remind them. Imotzlus chus patru. They found his chus. They let him go. You love or not, and they start voting. If 12 people say innocent, 11 say guilty, Zakai gets off the hook. 12 people say guilty, and 11 say innocent. And even if 22 say innocent, or guilty. And one says, I don't know. You'll see for Adonim, you have to add judges. Why? Because there must be 23 judges. If one says, I don't know, he doesn't count as a judge. That's not called a judge in Halacha. A judge, somebody says yes or no. You could be a part of the minority opinion and count as a judge, but you can't be a non-entity. Has to be some Muslim in that. But anyway, Lemaisa, the thing is that even if it's 12 to 11 for 12 for 11 for guilt, of course, we don't find guilty because we need two in order to find guilty, right? So we continue, we add two judges to figure out what to do next, okay? Says Gemara, Akam Osifin Shlaim, how long do we add? 2 by 2, Achim Echad, till we get up to 71. Shloshim Shishim Mazakim, when it's 36 say innocent, Shloshim Chamishim Mazakim, and 35 say guilty. So Zaka actually gets off the hook. What about the other way? 36 against 35. 36 says he's guilty and 35 says he's innocent, but it's in the margin of 2. So Dani Elu Kneged Elu, they continue deliberating. I treat Echem Mechayim as Dimon Zakim until one of the persons says Chayim can be brought over to the Zakai side, and then you'd have 36, 35 in favor of acquittal, and we let him off the hook. Okay? Tani, we learn. Now, I'm a little like the Shaitar, so even though he makes up his own Gemara as usual here, so he says here, Tani, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Omer. He throws in the Gemara's about to expound Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, who we have not seen here in the Mishnah, but is brought down the Braisa, who holds. If Omer Echad min Ha'edim, one of the witnesses said, Echad min Ha'edim Shomer Yeshu Lamed Elov Schuz. If one of the witnesses says, I can teach a merit concerning this individual, then it should be show him low, we listen to him. Okay? So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said witnesses can't. But the Rabbi Yisrael says in the Braisa, witnesses can teach schus, right? So what if he said that, right? And then, Baruch HaVeir V'Sio, another guy comes to help him out. There was a witness in Mohammed schus, and somebody else comes to help him out, not necessarily a witness. Why? Because the first guy was kvat pe, he mumbled, he didn't know how to say it properly. So the second guy comes to help out, right? So, esmime mani. So loch, as we said, whoever teaches chus gets, to be king for a day, he gets to sit in basin, right? So who do we put up? L'rishon, we put up the aide, who made him man of the Sanhedrin. L'shane, do we put up the second guy who came? L'shane, do we take both? We have many of them. The Shmini Rizal, turn from here, to Rabbi Yechonon, for that which Rabbi Yechonon said. Fushni is Dakim Piatzmo. If a guy is Muhammad Schus upon himself, ain't Moshevin also dying. Albeit we accept his defense, right? But we don't make him a dying because a Baal Din cannot become a dying. It doesn't. Right? Van can't become a judge, right? So that's. Same thing. So the Gemara says, Harishni is Dakim. So from that we extract. Harish is Daka Mipi, the Chaitis Sobin's done from the Rosh one, the Rishon. Mipi Edo, take out the next four words and put the word Edo, Lomatiru Eden Asadayim. Enochanami. The witness who tries in Ramatulus also cannot become a dime. Okay, so that's to extrapolate from that. Okay? Omer Abedinim Omnis. Now, but Dinim Omnis, we say, these Dakin Adin. But Dinim also say, well, this Din is old. The elder among the Dinim, he pronounces Nizdakin Adin. Now, what that means is not clear from the Yerushalmi, but I think what it means is that you can continue discussing the matter. Meaning you don't have to necessarily add witnesses. You can say, it's okay, it's an old halal, it's an old din, meaning we're going to leave it, we're going to shelve it, we're going to come back to it later on. You don't have to do, expedited justice. By the infos is not true, because that's called inu yadin, you have must expedite it. By the infos of moments, you could shelve it and come back to it later on. Okay? But by Dina Fosha, you can't. You have to be yad on the Dayanim. Now, the Osamech says there's a Brisa missing here. We see it says Tani. It says the Brisa is missing. The Brisa should say, what the Brisa is brought down is, which it should say is that we're talking about is, that says that if three Dayanim, there are three Dayanim, going back to a monetary case, right? The three Dayanim, you want to add Dayanim. One of them says, I don't know. So how many do we add? Two. So how many Dayanim do we have now functioning? Four. Says, Lama Mosifin Dayanim. Why do we add two with the two? It should just be one, right? Because if you add two, it's a base in shokel, right? So it's a balanced court. Why would you add two? Right? Shema Yushtaim in Yerushalayim Mizaki Ve'echon Achroi. And this part continuation question. Shema Yushtaim in Yerushalayim Mizaki Ve'echon Achroi. And Em Likma Adim Mishleisha. Why need to add two? You have already two people who said, right? And now you add another one, right? And the truth is, even if he says opposite, now you have a basin of three. So whatever comes out, as long as the third guy expressed an opinion, it should work, right? So says Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Lo said, Mikemach Nira Dino Li Gomer Barba Ein Gomer Sobishlosha. Fascinating thing. He says that once he was able, he had the right to go up to four. So you can't drive him down to three. Meaning that there were three judges to begin with. And they deadlocked. Because one said any or there, right? So you had to add at least one, right? Which would bring four. But then the first guy might still be any or there. So, but since this guy already got up to the right to have four judges sitting on his case, you must finish with four judges. So therefore we add on two. In order to make 2 plus 2 is 4, excluding the guy who said any Odea. So it's actually a victim's right, not a victim's right, the criminal's right, whatever it is, defendant's right, to have four judges sit on this case. Okay? Now, in that case, Lamaisa, why is it good for him? Because in order to find him guilty, you actually have to have a margin of 3 to 1, because 2 to 2 won't find him guilty. So it's his advantage to have this case stacked with judges. Works well for him, right? Because we're going to need a greater margin to convict him. Okay, says him again. All right, look, came to Adina Lee Gomara Rabba. One could go up to four, ain't going to miss over social. You can't finish with three. Okay? And the round passes like our studio.
Obviously, they have to retry the whole case.
Right. But they exclude the original Dayan who's there.
But it's interesting because they only use the Lashon Gom.
Right, that's true. True. Okay. They do have to retry it.
So then the Ani Odea may change his mind?
Why? No, but they exclude him. They could have done that, but instead they exclude him. And they use four excluding him. Okay? Says Armai B.S.S. Tishma, because probably the odds are he'll say Ani Odea again, so we'd rather exclude him.
Maybe with the
fourth. It could, it may well be, but we do exclude him. I mean, that we. When there is no choice, we will do that, right? If we reach limit up, you know, or something like that.
Now, what if it's based in shuffle? It's 2-2.
So then he gets off the hook?
Oh,
gets off the hook.
Gets off the hook.
And the DMOMNIS would add two more. Keep on adding 2 and 2 and 2.
It's going to be even.
What?
It's going to be even all along. It's going to be 6, 8, 10.
Yeah. So he'll always have the advantage in your margin of two. Once you got like this hung jury to begin with, it's the defendant's advantage. Okay? Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael said, "V'tishrei whenever this week can do shlosha shadonu." Three people said in judgment, "Meitz echol mehem." One of them died. Chosim mishnayim, they can sign as two. Because the question is, say, "Apishu chosam mishnayim," even though we signed with two, shlosha danu, we judged with three, meaning that you finished the case with a different number of judges than you began, which is. I'm not sure exactly how we deduce it, but that's what we deduce from here. That as long as you began with the correct number, you finish with a different number, and vice versa. You have an incorrect number, you finish with the correct number. All right, that's I'm not 100% clear on how that follows.
They didn't have alternate judges.
They didn't have alternate judges, right. Amr Chagai said, "Must see someone can have arrived at the submission of Shemitah." Says, "Adayon yuchesu b'ilmata owe edim." Says, at the bottom of Pruzbo, judges or witnesses sign. Now, witnesses obviously do not mean witnesses, the Gemara says, but rather means three or two judges sign. Says Gemara, "Lemaid and midas and impruzal, where you learn a question mishpah from impruzal, well, maybe it's different." Asher Thai, so they said, "No, we found a b'risa taka. Who lemaid midas and impruzal, you learn a question mishpah from impruzal." Says Gemara, "Lo ra'a." What if the Mishnah says, Mishnah says that it's 36 to 35, and 36 people are for guilt, and 35 for innocence, so then we try and persuade one of the people who said guilty to say innocent, right? Says, "My low rob, what if he doesn't go over to the other side? What if it's stalemated ad nauseum, right?" So says, "My low rob, Rabbi Yochanan bar Zakkai, Shlokei Shomer Chai." Rabbi Yochanan says, still let him off the hook, right? Because it wasn't majority two. And Shlokei said, "No, that's only the preferentially needed majority two. Can't reach his chayv." No. As long as they don't have a margin of two, he's Zakai. If that's the case, so why do we bother trying to convince somebody to come to the other side, right? In other words, that the simple majority should go from being Chayiv to Zakai, if he's going to get off the hook anyway, because there's a margin of two. Says Gemara, Shalo Yirat Din Zay Yaitzim Amim, so the halacha shouldn't come out murky. Meaning people shouldn't think that he got off the hook with murder.
Like the Florida
election. Like the Florida election, right. Nigma Adin. Once the judgment is pronounced, Motima Solu Sokla, we take him out to stone him. Basis Kilo Echutza Basin, the stoning house was outside of court. Shemar says, Otseis HaMakalel, take out the blasphemer and Mechutza Machta outside the camp. Vechorim, which we hear in the camp of Basin. Therefore, I'm in a Pesach basin. One guy stood on the opening of the basin. Vasudon, the other was holding his flags. Vasusurocho, Kumeno, and there was a horse at a distance. Kadeshia, Reo, in order that you should see the flags. Armechor of one of the Sanhedrin remained behind, said, "Yeshu, Lam of Schusa, I have a merit to teach about him. How law made it, Vasudon, this guy would wave the flags. Vasus Rats, and the horse would gallop, Umami, don't stop them from going. A few Omar, even if the guy, the near the Rotseach says, Yeshua, the criminal says, Yeshua, I have a merit to say, concerning myself, Marzina, so I bring it back a few Arba, Parchamisha, Pami, Ian, four or five times, Uvachi, and Mashavarv, as long as he has some substance to what he has to say. Let's just get to the next Mishnah. But we are right now 20 blocks behind, which is the closest it's been in a long, long time. Okay, unfortunately we're going to lose almost this entire advantage next week, but what can you do with that? Okay, says more further, Masdisin Oka Rebbe Oka Rabbanan, our Mishkan Elak Rebbe or Elak Rabbanan, even though it says that they took him to his base askila far away, right, because it says he needed a horse to gallop to catch up with them. So about a glacial city. So it doesn't, but you can't stone him in the city mamish. You have to take him a distance away. And that's both like Rebbe and like Rabbanan. The time of Bisharecha, when it says you stone him in your gates, what does that mean? Rebbe Omer Bisharecha, Bisharecha Nimtzu Bo, in the Shar where they were found committing the Avera. Ato Emrekach, do you say where it's a community where they commit that very El O N L Bishash Nidubo, as meaning the gate in which they were judged? Emrekach Bisharechov and Emrekach says here Bisharechov, and it says over there by missionary Kimotzei Bikir Bechobe Echad Sharechov. If you find in your midst in one of your gates, Ma Sharechov Mula Alon, just like later on, Shash Nidubo, it's the gate in which he's found. Av Sharechov Merkan, so too Sharechov says here, Shash Nidubo, it's the gate in which he's found. Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Bisharecha means Bishar Shinirobo. You don't stone him in the gate in which he committed the crime, but in the gate in which he was judged. Perhaps it's in the gate in which he committed the crime. Nermakam Bisharot says here, Bisharecha, and Nermakam alone says elsewhere, Votezes, Sayishua, Sayishua, Yel Sharecha. You take the criminal to Sharecha, which means the gates of Basin. Masharecha, Mul alone, just like Yedra means Sharshinibo, the gate in which he's judged. Avsharecha, more consul to hear it means Sharshinibo, the gate in which he's judged. Amrabi Yochan says, Machlokas, whether you stone in the gate of the town or the gate of Basin. But everybody agrees that it's a city of Goyim, you go far away from the city and ready to stone.
You don't want the Goyim
to see, right. Says the Gemara, especially if you're stoning for Avodah Zarah. Says more further, Amrav Yerayan said, Bitchila initially, Ben Yeshman Shavar, Ben Lav Shomim Lo. Regardless of his substance, what he's saying or not, we listen to him and take him back to court to judge him again. We listen to him. If there's significance to what he says, in Mashavar, if there's no significance to what he says, in Lav, and show me to listen to him. The Brisa says that the first three times, when Brisa tried to disobey and found the Brisa, the first three times to take him back, even if it's just on a whim, says, I want to go back and be judged again. After that, there's got to be substance to what he said. I mean, that's he said, Vushish Dora Rachonim Mamish, and after the third time, has he substance to what he's saying? Chizki Ashol, Chizki Asa, Rachel Yetzilarek, let's say he was granted to be killed. Vishtafi became stricken dumb, mute. So how can he kill him? Kenan Armin, Shumri said like this, Aloni Shtafik, Lamid Alats, with Schus, maybe he wouldn't become stricken dumb. He wouldn't be able to say Schus upon himself. So he should never be able to kill somebody who's stricken dumb. Says, come on. Shom Rabbi Yochanan Rechon had this umay, he said, according to Pnei Moshe, there are other pshat in the Mashbiach, wants to give a more humane pshat to this line. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, according to this umay, says, Umar, Hosh El to the Chamra, this is a donkey's question. Strong insult to, Chizkiah, right? Elakini, rather, this is the question. It's because, we don't say, what if? That's hypothetical, right? Rather, this is the issue. Hoy Yoitzeli, Orei, he's going out to be killed. Varmaid said, Yesh Lamed Amid Svitzchus, he said, I have a schus to teach on myself. And then the Shtatik, then he was stricken dumb. Then, Kenan Omri, what do we say? Do we say, Ha Ilu Loni Shtatik, and we do say in this case, Ha you not become stricken dumb, perhaps, Ha Ilu Lamed Amid Svitzchus. In that case, we indeed can kill him. Says, Zmar Amar, I guess Chizkiah said about it, which Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha Amira. That's a good way of phrasing the question. You're right, the way I asked it was a klutz kasha. But this is a good way of asking it. If Yitaka said something that was stricken dumb, then that would seem to be the case that we would have to not kill him yisafe.
So they just suspend the sentence until he starts talking.
But if he's smart,
he
ain't going to talk again. Okay. All right, by Sayachah, question from Samir.